This is Girl with a Podcast. My life basically revolves around watching Bravo and drinking alcohol. I'm the modern day Bridget Jones if she was Jewish and not annoying. No, seriously, if sitting on your couch was an Olympic sport, I would win gold. Hey everyone, welcome to a very special week at Girl with a Podcast. Lots happening. Really exciting. This is our sixth episode. Woohoo! And I think I'm actually going to do two episodes this week because today's guest is so good, so juicy. She gives such amazing bachelor insight that I kind of want this to be a bachelor episode. But then this week's episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was bomb.com. And I also think that deserves its own episode. So that's coming really soon. This week's episode is for The Bachelor. We have Olivia Caridi, who is an ex-villain on the show. I've told you guys I've met her before. She's literally an angel, nothing like she was on the show. And she offers some really interesting insight on the back stuff, kind of behind the scenes, what we don't see, some of the editing. So she has a lot of really good things to say. What I will say is that my sister Jackie was sitting in on the interview and wasn't mic'd, but she had a lot to say. So if you hear someone like laughing in the background and you can't really decipher what they're saying, that's Jackie. Feel free to just embrace it. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties.
So, you know, everyone has things on their body that they just like wish they could change or things. And like mine, like waist down, I hate my legs. I hate them. Like, people have written blogs that I have cankles, and, sorry, try to be strong all the time, but, it's the scariest thing ever.
Okay, everyone, Girl of the Podcast, we're back, and we are with a very, very special guest. Now, a lot of you know her as the girl with the big mouth, as the most beautiful blonde with a bob in New York City, but it's Olivia Caridi.
Hey.
She's here. We're going to basically hound you with questions about your personal life, about The Bachelor. Like, nothing's off limits.
It's
and
okay.
And I'm really sorry in advance.
Nothing is ever off limits with me, I think. That's
okay, great.
How I operate.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about your life since The Bachelor, and then we'll talk about this week's episode because it was so good.
Yeah.
First question is kind of, since going on The Bachelor, you were living in Austin, right, before that?
I was. So I was living in Bristol, Virginia, when I was flown out to L.A. to do the show, and then basically I had to leave my job, and I moved back to Austin for, like, a week, and then I was off to L.A., came back to Austin, and then pretty much right after filming was over, I moved, or the season was airing and finished, I moved to New York.
And since then, do you like living in New York?
Oh my God, I love New York. My I was born here, fun fact. And so my whole family lives in Brooklyn Heights. So I always wanted to live here, and I got into NYU, and everyone was like, she's going to come to NYU, and then I didn't. And so now it was something that I kind of always wanted to do, and I love it here. It's my life.
And since going on The Bachelor, your life has obviously changed.
Just a tad.
In many ways.
Yeah.
Tell me how.
Well, people care about me, which is weird. I get, like, stopped randomly. But, you know, in many ways, my life has kind of gone back to normal because I think this season was so rough for me that, you know, they were like, come to paradise. And I was like, no, I need to calm down and, like, kind of get back to me. So, like, a lot of my friends are the same, but I just meet other cool people. Like, I still sometimes can't believe that I'm friends with some of the awesome people that I'm friends with.
Totally.
But, yeah, like, people care, which is weird.
Do you think you'll ever get used to, like, people stopping you on the street?
I have gotten used to it. It's just this weird concept where I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm just a nerd who went on a show that requires really no talent. So I'm like, people are stopping me and literally, like, shaking as they're taking a picture with me. And it's crazy to think that I would do that for so many celebrities, but I would never actually conceivably do that to myself.
Right.
So it's funny to me that people, like, take this whole thing and they're like, ah, because it's interesting. I don't know.
So what's, like, the craziest fan interaction you've had since coming off of Ben season?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I hate to say, like, the negative ones.
No,
The positive ones always are so great.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I've been spit on. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I've been spit on. Oh, actually.
By a man or a woman?
A woman.
Oh, my God.
The other fun one was actually recently, and she wasn't a fan, but I was at a party with Farrah Abraham
from
Teen Mom. And, you know, I made that stupid comment.
She's trash central.
And she was we were at in a dance crowd, and she was like bumping into me on purpose, trying to piss me off. But I was like, I'm just gonna let it go. And then as I was walking out, I didn't hear it, but my friend said that she was saying this little B word and blah, blah, blah.
Can you give a little backstory on your relationship?
I've never met her, but I made a comment, a stupid comment, which I apologize for, about Teen Mom.
Oh.
And I have never talked to her in my life. I guess when that episode aired, she was on Twitter, you know, about saying stuff about it. I never was on Twitter while the show was airing.
Oh, really?
I was, like, too afraid to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I met her and thought, I'm thinking to myself, oh, wow, cool, like, Farrah Abraham. I don't even think about it anymore.
Right.
But then I remembered, ooh, she probably doesn't want to meet me. And
oh
she
God.
Did not want to meet me.
And she remembered.
And she remembered, and she was not... So it's not a fan experience, an anti-fan experience.
That's like an episode of Teen Mom.
It was it was like 2 weeks ago. I couldn't believe it. I went out. My mom was with me. It was really
embarrassing.
It was weird. I was like, whoa. That was a long time ago. So
you said during the season you did not go on Twitter. Did you watch actual episodes every week?
No, I watched the episode one and Women Tell All.
And what is it like seeing yourself on TV with, like, a bunch of other women?
It was so weird. The first episode, well, they do your hair and makeup the first night. And so
it all goes downhill
from
there.
And it's so, God, by the end of it, I was wearing just mess. I looked so horrible. But the first night, I remember I was watching myself get out of the limo, and I get up, and I, like, smiled. I was like, oh, that girl's really pretty. And then I was like, oh, my God, that's me. The makeup artist was bomb.
That's so funny.
And so, yeah, that was just a trippy moment where I was like, oh, I look pretty good there. And that was a good episode. But, yeah, I mean, watching it unfold is so weird. And then, of course, watching people, like, shit talk you.
Right.
I don't know if I can cuss, but.
No, please do.
Watching people shit talk you is very strange.
Yeah.
It's a very strange concept.
So I'm assuming when you were on the show, when it was actually being filmed, you didn't really know the turn it was going to take, that you were going to become this character?
No. I mean, I knew that I was an outcast. I knew that it wasn't going well for me, but I also knew that, like, I never really did anything to be, like, an outright crazy villain.
Right, and mean.
Yeah, and so I didn't know that the things that were being suggested that I do, like, Ben really wants you to grab him first. And I'd be like, oh, okay. So then I would do it, and that, I didn't know, but was feeding the fire for everyone else.
The narrative.
Yeah, because I was really a quiet person. Mm-hmm. I didn't really do much, and so it was more of like I thought I was nurturing my relationship, and I was actually nurturing my edit.
Wow.
And so that was kind of weird for me.
Do you hold a grudge?
I don't hold a grudge, but I'm jaded.
Right.
I think there's a difference. Like, I watch the show now and I feel bad for people because I can see through it. Mm-hmm. I can't watch the show anymore because I just look at things differently. So it's like a little bit like, I don't know. I don't hold a grudge. It's their job. They're good at it.
And look what it's done for you.
You're famous. It's done many good things. It's done many bad things. But I've gotten to the point now where if I hold a grudge, like, I'm going to just drive myself crazy.
Right,
so
that's true.
So I've moved on in many ways. I felt bad for Taylor in her edit.
It's so weird just because, like, for me as a consumer, like, I literally wanted to run Taylor over
with
the truck.
I totally get it. I have to remind myself, like, I leave live tweet the show, and I'm known to be a little snarky, but I have to double check my tweets because I love making fun and poking fun of how the show is going, like certain dates that are goofy, but I have the tendency to not pick on people necessarily because they're so, I mean, even with someone like Corinne, like, you know, they probably said, here's a can of whipped cream, like, go do something. Obviously, she made the choice to put whipped cream on her breast.
But she was shoved
a
little.
But, like, everyone, there's so many ways that you can manufacture this. And so I hesitate to judge anyone.
Right, that's fair of you.
Yeah.
So I really did want to talk to you about Corinne because people always ask me when I met her, like, what it was like. And the way that
I want to know what you
The way that I explain it is that when I met Olivia Creedy, she was the nicest girl I've ever met. Like, me and my sister
stuck.
We're like,
nothing like you on the show.
Nothing. So we're like, we expected the same from Corinne. Like, yeah. They made her out to be crazy, but she's actually a sweetheart. And when I met her, I'm like, nope, she's definitely crazy. But, like, how cool is that? Like, she literally came out 100% authentic, 100% herself. And, by the way, I'm obsessed with her.
I love her, too. It's funny that you say that, because people say all the time, what is Corinne really like? And I'm like, she is exactly the way she is on the mm-hmm. show. She's super blunt,
yep.
a little crazy, a little bit, like, in the clouds, mm-hmm. but she went into this knowing that, like, I'm gonna kill this.
Yep, and she really did. She went on Ellen.
She's
she must be a first.
She's the biggest.
She's top four.
Without getting a one-on-one.
She's going home.
I know. Why couldn't I do that? I never got a one-on-one, and I didn't get top four. I mean, come on. She is taking my villain role and being like, I will one-up you.
Yeah. No,
and
she's
I'm, like,
totally.
Proudly passing it off. Yeah. But yeah, I say she is exactly the way she is.
And so how
TV.
Did you meet her? How did you come about?
My friend Leah had told me, Corinne's coming in town, and I actually was supposed to be out of town, and I literally changed my plans because I wanted to meet
it.
Corinne.
She's so
I wanted to meet her that bad, but she was here, and I was texting her, and she was, like, so busy doing other things, and then randomly, she was like, hey, I'm at this restaurant. Can you come? And I was like, yes! So I ran over there, and my first intention was to, like, impart my villain advice on her because I thought she would need it.
She doesn't.
And she doesn't. Mm-mm. She was like, you know what? I'm all good. Like, I do not need to cry on your shoulder. And I was like, great.
No, she's...
She. So that was... Our greeting was we had some food, and we didn't talk about Nick at all.
Good.
Like, zero.
She's so surpassed him.
She's so, I mean...
In so many ways.
I don't even know if she, like, actually, like, thought about it as, like, a Nick thing.
Right.
I think she just went into it and was like, I'm gonna slay this season.
She really
and she
did.
And so I love her because she is authentic
mm-hmm.
and blunt, and I'm that way, and I'm still obsessed with her.
Yeah.
It's not even about being team or anything.
No.
She's just... freaking awesome.
Totally. And she's
yeah,
nice.
She's nice. She's
yeah.
great. The funny thing is she's my age, but, like, she's just so much tinier.
She's so tiny.
She's so,
y'all,
too.
I walked up to her and I was like, you are, like, she's petite. She
yeah.
is so small. And then just her mannerisms. She's, like, 24, but in my mind, she was, like, 18 almost in a way. Like, just, like, a giddy little kid. She's just cool.
Okay, another question for you.
Yeah.
Is tell us a few things that a Bachelor watcher might be surprised at, like behind the scenes things.
Ooh. Well, I think people know that, like, there is no sleep at all.
Really?
There's not a sleep. You get maybe 3 to 4 hours a night, and you're feeling so blessed about
mm-hmm.
it. You're like, oh, that 4 hours. So that's really hard.
But so on a day when someone gets a one-on-one, like you're
yeah,
on a trip,
yeah.
what do you do during the day?
You're sitting there.
But you're sleeping?
Well, like, you're not sleeping because they want you to be on camera
mm-hmm.
as much as you can. You rarely get a nap, like, very
no
rarely. Yeah, they have, like, you know, all day they kind of have plans as far as, like, okay, we want you guys to go out to the pool. We have these things called girl chats during the day where they'll pair you off with someone
yep.
and you'll go off and, like, talk about things. But we did a lot of Cards Against Humanity.
No way.
I mean, the mansion was better because, you know, there was a pool.
Yeah.
There was, like, a hill where you could work out.
Yeah.
But when you travel, it gets tougher because you're literally sitting in a hotel room staring out a window. I mean... I was kind of ostracized from everyone, so most people were hanging out with each other, but no one wanted to hang out with me, so I was kind of just, like, sitting in
those
my
bitches.
Bed. You know, whatever. I'm not everyone's cup
who
of tea.
Who from your season do you still keep in touch with, and who do you despise?
I keep in touch, well, Izzy and Kayla
love
are
Izzy.
My closest friends here.
Is Kayla's hair real?
It is totally real. All real. And
bitch.
It kills me.
Yeah.
This morning when we were it looked so great. Leah Block. Lauren Himley was just here. Literally the only people I don't talk to are the twins.
Really?
I talk to everyone else.
And what is your opinion on their new show?
Good for them. I mean, they're gonna make great TV.
Yeah, they are.
So,
That's nice of you.
I mean, look, I'm not a fan of people who make fun of people for television.
Mm-hmm.
I will never do that. Especially people's physical appearance. I think it's really sick. But hell, I mean, America loves them.
Totally.
Put them on screen.
Debatable if America loves them.
I think a lot of America doesn't like them, but I think a lot of America at least thinks they're entertaining, which is what we all want.
I thought it was maybe like an odd choice for Freeform to do next. Like, I get the connection because they're friends with Lauren.
Right.
I just thought it was bizarre. My other question for you, speaking of Lauren, is, you know, the entire time while you were on the season, was it obvious to you that Lauren was clearly the winner?
I knew after their first date that it was her. Yeah. He couldn't take his eyes off of her. We would be in the hotel, or I'm sorry, in the airport, and you try to sneak glances at him at any chance you get, because you're just, hi, look at me. And he was always looking at Lauren. She was the epitome of like,
so you guys travel together?
Yeah, which is strange.
Right, because like, that's a lot of
downtime. Ben, all of the girls, and Chris Harrison, we all flew to the Bahamas together.
Does Chris Harrison sit in first class?
Yes, and so does Ben. And
oh my God, no way!
And then all the girls sit in coach.
I've always wondered that. I'm so happy I asked.
We all sit in coach. They sit in first class. So like when
that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, so he boards the plane first, right. And when you're getting on later, you walk past him, and you're like, hey, touching him. I always thought, God, it's so obvious that we're filming. With Chris Harrison, Ilan Gale, who's very in his hair.
Yes.
Ben, duh. Mm-hmm. And then like 10 or 12. Beautiful, blonde. Tall girls with 5 bags each. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty obvious what we're doing. So I always thought they would make it more undercover.
Yeah, like,
but
you guys should fly private.
They did not. I wish we got one of those jets.
Wow, that's so nuts. I'm so glad I asked that.
I know. Fascinating.
Okay, we're going to talk about the episode, but before we do, are you dating anyone?
No, I'm not dating anyone.
And would you ever pull a Becca Tilly and date someone from Bachelor Nation?
I think about this all the time. I'm interested in seeing who Rachel's guys are, but as far as the current Bachelor Nation state, I have zero interest in anyone.
What about Chase? I feel like you're both tall, and he's so hot.
He's gorgeous and tall, and I've never met him, so I don't really have an interest in him because I've never met
him.
That's fair. But as far as, like, I've met a couple people, and they're great, but romantically, it's not there.
You don't...
I would love to meet someone in Bachelor Nation and actually have it work because, God, it's such a messed up world, and, like, it would be great to have someone in my life who, like, shares this weird, messed up interest.
And gets it.
But, yeah, I want to meet someone. We'll see if Rachel's crop has anyone I'm interested in.
Okay, so that's a good segue to this week's episode.
Yes.
I want to ask you about the two girls who went home. Danielle M.
Okay.
And Christina.
Yes.
Did you think they were going to make top four? Because I actually thought Danielle M. was, like, pretty secure.
I knew that Danielle was not
secure. Oh, really? Because she stole your haircut?
I'm more like, I stole... No, she stole mine.
Yeah, you got it first.
You're right. No, I just didn't see... I didn't see them together. Mm-hmm. Even on their first date, I didn't see, like, a whole lot of chemistry. So I wasn't surprised that she went home.
And what about Christina? Because I was surprised.
Christina, I thought, was a shoe-in for top four.
And when Nick came into the house, I thought it was going to grab Corinne.
I agree.
Because I thought there was no way Corinne was going to make it to top four, especially without a one-on-one.
For someone to go to a hometown without a one-on-one is crazy to me. Like, Ben and I... You know, I went far-ish without a one-on-one, but I knew, like, past a certain point, if he's not giving me one, it's not a good sign.
Yep.
So the fact that Corinne is potentially getting a hometown without one is flabbergasting.
So does the Bachelor / Bachelorette really choose who goes on the specific dates, or it's more of a producer thing?
I really don't know that.
Interesting.
I think it's maybe a mix of both. Yep. I think, like... I mean, obviously, I think the two-on-one is probably... I mean, they set them up every time. Mm-hmm. Not really the Danielle L. and
no,
Whitney
that was a weird one.
That was a weird one, but, like...
Taylor Corinne.
You know, you're gonna set up me and Emily because Emily hates my guts. Mm-hmm. Duh. You know, that's, like, a natural two-on-one. Yep. So those two-on-ones, I think, are more just producer entertainment.
I totally agree.
Kind of thing, but...
So, top four.
Yeah.
We know Rachel's not the winner.
So stupid.
Why couldn't they wait like 2 weeks?
I don't know. I was so happy this morning. I went to bed so early because I'm a grandma, but I woke up to Rachel being the Bachelorette and I was so happy.
Yeah.
But I was also perplexed. Like, why did ABC do that?
And they did that with Nick in Bachelor in Paradise. Like, just wait one more week because then he thought he was going to propose to Jen.
I don't know why.
It's so bizarre.
And like, people have asked for theories. I have like.
What's your theory?
I mean, it's not even a theory because I don't even know. But her social media presence is a lot lower than a lot of other people's.
Right. So more time.
Like when you look at Corinne, I think she's hopping on like almost 300,000 on Instagram. Rachel before had like the 60. Announcement, she was at 60K. Yeah. So I think they want to get this excitement mm-hmm. built. They also want a bachelorette who has a big presence.
Yeah.
And so I think if they announce, I mean, she went from 60K to like 100K uh-huh. overnight after the announcement. I think
that's part of the reason why they went from yeah. Kayla to
right.
JoJo.
Right. It's all, I hate to say a lot of this show now is social media mm-hmm. and like who is social media going to get behind. Yep. And so it was a smart idea, I think, by them to build some hype mm-hmm. and get people excited and, you know, of course, get them page. That's my theory. Yeah. I don't see any, like, other reason
no,
why.
No, I completely agree.
But I just hope they can't turn back on it like they've no, done totally. With other people. So
it's
I'm
too
like,
late.
Jeez. But, yeah.
Okay, now tell me your predictions for the winner.
I hate to... I mean, I don't want anyone to end up with him.
I completely agree.
But... I think Vanessa, still, even though he pisses her off a lot and, mm-hmm. like, goes back and forth with her,
yeah.
I don't want...
She's a little entitled.
I've been noticing that she wants it her way or the highway.
Right, like,
bit.
She went on the date, and yeah. in classic Bachelor mm-hmm. scenario, she said, I love you, I'm falling in love with you, and he's contractually not allowed to say it back.
Right.
So she was surprised that he didn't, like, break his contract for her.
I do think
and
that was
angry.
Kind of a little bit of a weird moment, though, for
yeah.
him. Like, there's so many bachelors who hear I love you and they just smile and kiss
yeah.
them. I thought it was kind of strange that she said it and that instead of just being like, thanks, he like started kind of like almost lecturing her.
And like stepping back.
Yeah. It mm-hmm. just felt like, dude, just say you like her and be done with it. Why do you have to like make her feel stupid about it?
I completely
it?
Agree.
So that was annoying. I mean, just knowing that he's heard I love you before and shrugged it off, but with her he didn't, that was kind of a sign for me mm-hmm. that there's something there. But I also feel like, yeah, one, she wants it her way,
yep.
which sometimes I'm like, that's
yeah,
not the
that's
right
not
show.
That how it works.
It all started, honestly, for me when they were on the group date and she was saying, I'm so sick of competing for time. And I'm like, then why did you go on a show
there's nothing
that's
that
about
I
competing
really
for time?
Hate more is when the women complain about how the show works.
Like,
I'm you
like,
know
why
how
did
it works.
You sign
it's been
up?
31
what
seasons.
What did you think was going to happen?
Totally.
So that's where it all started. I still love her for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not necessarily.
For him.
I love like what they are doing right now. But I just, I feel like she keeps moving forward with him and he keeps stepping back.
Yeah.
Which is annoying.
I'm assuming you've seen this IMDb debacle about Vanessa.
No.
So someone found, she has an IMDb page. She's like tried to be an actress like 10 years ago. And she's actually in the movie Blue Mountain State.
What?
But like, so how do you go from being in like a borderline pornographic movie to working with special needs kids in Montreal?
Oh,
so people are like just kind of like
ooh.
Doubting her.
To be clear, her role in Blue Mountain State was girl.
Girl? Oh, yeah.
And she, I remember today actually that she made her own IMDb page like
really?
Back in the day. So the more I learn about her, the less I like her when like out and
yeah.
out of the gate, she was my number one pick.
I thought the first few episodes were great for her. I think her dates with him have been pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like she she wants things her way, which most people do, but some people are a little bit more, like, aggressive about it. And I think that she's gonna, like, just get fed up with the way
yeah.
he does things. Like,
he's
know.
Very indecisive.
Yeah, and she's just kind of like, dude, like,
and
like me or don't like me, whatever, I don't really care.
Do you agree with, do you feel that the editing this season has been a little bizarre?
The editing this season has been horrible.
Like, it's worse. Like, just from, like, a pure, like, editing standpoint, like, it doesn't connect. Like,
nothing connects.
Chronologically.
Nothing
like,
works.
We didn't get to see Raven get the group date rose
we
last
week.
We
didn't get to see Kristen get the group date rose 1 week.
Then everyone just starts crying at a volleyball game. Like, something must have happened, and I read a spoiler.
Yeah.
That when they were playing volleyball, the two separate teams, mm-hmm. the winning team was supposed to get extra time with Nick.
Oh.
Vanessa's team lost, and she threw a temper tantrum that she wasn't getting enough time with Nick.
Oh.
And they completely cut that out because they think they want to give her a positive edit.
Yeah.
And I think...
Well, that goes... Yeah, that
yeah. I think in trying to make Vanessa look as good as possible... I think it really is all about Vanessa.
Oh, I think it is too.
I think in trying to make her look as good as possible, they literally had to take out chunks of time. And
yeah.
it's not making sense.
Well, look, it's been shoddy. It doesn't make sense. There's a lot of plot lines that aren't fitting for me. The other thing I'm noticing is just, like, the lack of rose ceremonies is so
bizarre.
Freaking weird.
Mm-hmm.
And Vanessa is missing from a lot of... And I noticed
this
last
night. She wasn't in the entire
night,
half episode.
I was like, where were you?
Mm-hmm. I tweeted the same thing.
And for me, like, when I was getting in hot water with people, I was also disappearing because physically they don't... Unless you're willing to, like, talk things out on camera, you don't get to, like, deal
confront,
with anything.
Right.
So that's why for a couple things I was just gone because they physically like separated us. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking in my mind, did something happen to where, but you're not seeing evidence of anything.
No, something really fishy is going on with Vanessa.
It's really strange.
Similar to that volleyball game story, I read a spoiler that she has beef with all the girls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
And her and Taylor tried to expose Danielle L.
Yes.
D-Lo, as she calls her so familiarly.
D-Lo.
And then Taylor left, Danielle L. left. Like,
right, that's why we thought it was weird when Danielle L. left. She was really a frontrunner. I thought she was definitely making it to hometowns.
Well, and her exit was super random to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there so much doesn't make sense. All of a sudden, they went from being okay, and it's like, at some point, it seems like someone said something to him because he went from really liking her to just suddenly being like, nope,
forcing it. I read that Vanessa said something to him about Danielle not being there for the right reasons, being there to advance her career.
Well, which is probably why Whitney made a comment, like, kind of,
So the editing is so bizarre.
It's
and
really
Jackie
weird.
Actually found an amazing video of Danielle L. She was on the show, what was it called?
Oh my God, what was it called?
It was this show about go-go dancers in Orange County and how it's like a flourishing
go-go
community.
Go-go dancers and import models.
Right, who model for like car magazines. It's a crazy thing. It's like her and like, they're all Asian.
Mm-hmm.
It's her and like 7 Korean girls who all live in Orange County and are part of this flourishing go-go dancing community. It's the craziest show. You have to watch it. Jackie posted it on my Facebook
wall.
I think
it was just a pilot
You guys,
episode.
Know, you're like educating me on The Bachelor. I try not to look up stuff. So
it's
I,
so good, though.
I know
you have
it's
to.
It's called Role Models. R-O-L-L.
Well, I had, like, I Google all of them because I do a lot of tweet research and stuff. And I did search her name and there was a lot of, like, bikini pics and
she
stuff.
She was an Instagram model before.
Oh, that's why she had so many followers. I wondered what she did.
She started out the show with around 100K.
Oh,
that's
really?
What's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
She hasn't made much growth since then, which is
there
sad.
Hasn't been a lot of growth.
Tell us.
Maybe. I might have highballed that.
Oh.
Tell us who from this season you've met.
I've met, so I watched Alexis and I was like,
divine.
Oh my God, I'm her. And then I've never heard of Secaucus,
yeah.
New Jersey. I had no idea where that was, but I was like, New York, New Jersey, we could meet up.
It's close. It's the Jersey Shore.
Well, now she
closer than that.
It's really, she said it's like 10 minutes from the city.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. So I slid in her DM. I was like, hey, here's my number. Let's be friends. We've been texting and FaceTiming like all the time.
I'm obsessed with her. Tell
and
her
then
I
she,
die for her.
I know. She came last night. Everyone shit their pants. Holy, oh my God, it's Shark Girl. And I love her.
She wasn't given enough time.
No.
She's going to prosper on Paradise
she's
if
do
she
great.
Goes.
She's going to do amazing.
They're going to make her bring
I
her
love
shark
her. So I'm obsessed with her. And met Corinne. And then Lacey lives in New York City. And then other people, it's just, it's like, we've talked on, like, Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to Danielle M. on Twitter. Christina. Danielle L. is coming to New York in a little bit, so we're going to meet up.
Amazing.
As we're I'll ask her about role models or whatever.
You have to.
I might.
Tell her we told you.
Depending on our comfort level. And who else? I've honestly, like, I love Nick's cast.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was on their cast.
Yeah.
I feel like it could have been a lot different for me. Had I've been on their cast. So.
Totally.
Yeah.
Should have. Missed opportunity.
Missed!
Ugh. Olivia Creedy, you're literally an angel from heaven. Thank you for coming.
Thanks.
We love you and you have to come back.
You know.
So busy the life of a
no,
New York
I'll
socialite.
Come back here. I don't know if I'll show up on Paradise.
She'll be on Paradise. You've heard it here first, everyone. Thank you, Olivia.
Thanks.